This evening, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Continue on our Sunday evening series of Living by Faith. We are almost completed with this particular study. Excuse me. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. Please stand for the reading of God's Word. Bible declares to us in verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bless the reading of your word and help me to preach to you with the light of my heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. The title of the sermon tonight, Living by Faith, Rahab. We don't talk a lot about Rahab. Well, that's because she was a very sinful woman. That's why. And when I I jokingly say this, but when I was a music guy and I would try to match the songs with sermons, I could have had a hard time matching songs for this one. We don't sing about Rahab because we sing about God and Jesus, so we would talk about deliverance, though, and that's exactly what it's all about. And, of course, by faith with Rahab as well. The last time we were in this study, we looked at the events surrounding the destruction of Jericho and the faith it took to do such. Today, we will examine a story that is connected to the fall of Jericho with the harlot Rahab. Now, everyone, please turn to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua 2, we're going to read the whole chapter there. Begin reading in verse 1. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men of spies secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men and hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out, whither the men went I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan, under the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. And that ye will save alive my father and my sister, my mother and my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, "Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way." And the men said to her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According unto your words, so be it." And she sent them away and departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went out and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned, and the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all the things that befell them. And they said to Joshua, "Truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." Now, please turn to Joshua chapter 6. Let us read verse 17. And it says to us, "And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent." Now skip down, please, to verses 22 through 25. "But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, 'Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her.' And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasure of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho." All right. So my first point this evening in talking about Rahab is she knew a life of sin. She knew a life of sin. Why? Well, she was a harlot. She was a harlot. What does that word mean? It means a woman who sells her body to others. She did this for a living in this wicked city. However, she was not beyond redemption. Let's understand that. Everyone has a chance to repent, and everyone has a chance to be saved. Everybody does. No matter what they've done. Now, there are people in this world, and I have talked to many of them, they think if you commit a certain sin, you can't be saved. You're going to hell. The Bible does not teach that. Oh, yeah, they've got the verses, but that's not what it means. Now, she knew sin all too well, but she'd heard about the Lord as well. I don't know how old of a woman that she was, but it was obvious that her whole family knew what kind of lifestyle that she had. And I don't know if she was raised that way. I don't even know if she was raised to believe in the Lord. I have no earthly idea. I just know that she was a sinner. And I also know that she wanted grace. Which brings me to my next point. She found a life of grace. She found a life of grace. She knew a life of sin, and she was looking for grace, and she found it. You see, she had heard about the great things God was doing for His people, the Israelites. Oh my goodness. She had told the spies when they came in there. She said, I've heard about the things that God is doing with you, His people. And how that they had taken over all these other places. And she knew Jericho was next. Now, do you remember what our story about Jericho last time we was in this? Remember they bragged about how nobody could get in once some doors were shut of the gates of the city. That wall was so thick that even two chariots could pass on it. Oh, nobody was going to take Jericho. Kind of like the Titanic, unsinkable, right? And it's at the bottom of the ocean today. And you go to Jericho today, that old city ain't there anymore. There's a hill there where it used to sit, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, the only reason they know it was there, they can find the indentions of where the foundation used to be. Now, I think this is amazing. Now, I have not seen it with my own eyes because there's a big barbed wire fence preventing you to get on that place. And Jericho wasn't too safe to get out at, but we did get out at a gift shop. We were well protected there. And when we were leaving, they showed us the compound where they keep a lot of the terrorists there in the West Bank. I was like, you know what? I'm glad we didn't get off there. It was neat to see all that, but I've heard from some archaeologists that have dug there, it says there's a deep things around where the foundation used to be. And it looks like, these are from the non-believing archaeologist, that the walls just sunk down below the city. Yeah, I know how that happened. The Bible records the walls came tumbling down. They fell down. Yeah, they fell down. They're gone. They sunk down in there and gone. Well, she may have heard how the people of Jericho bragged how their city was impenetrable. Couldn't get in once everything shut up. Can't overtake it. But she feared God enough to know that if they could take these other places, and they were already there, that Jericho was next. And she also knew that the land belonged to them. She knew it. She knew that nothing was going to stop the Israelites because God was on their side. She knew it. Now, the Israelites may have doubted it, but she didn't. She knew that nothing was going to stop them because God was on their side. Don't you remember when we just read in the story when the spies came back? They told Joshua, we know that God has given all of this to us because even the inhabitants of the land fear us and fear God because of it. She believed most of all in the Lord because of these things. See, that's the thing. Some people wonder why tragedies happen and certain things happen that God allows or does to people. It's so that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, y'all. Now, what you don't see in this story, Rahab plays a very important part in the genealogy of Jesus. Yeah, she was one of his ancestors. How about that for grace? Now, she didn't know that, and she never would. All she knew is that she needed to believe in the Lord and trust and have faith in Him. And guess what? That's all we need to do as well. She promised to say the lies of the spies if they would help her and her family. Because of her actions, she was not only able to save her life, but the lives of her whole family. What a great example we need to take. We need to lead our families to the Lord so that each and every one of them can be saved. You say, well, Brother Daniel, I mean, she was just a horrible sinner. Yeah, she was. She was a harlot. She sold her body to countless men and all the wicked things they did. But you know what? That doesn't mean that God couldn't save her from her sins. And that's exactly what he did. In that moment of, you know, that's what I love about people, is that they can continue on their life of sin and loss of state, but it takes just one event. When they hit rock bottom, when they realize they need the Lord, and that's it. That's all it takes, is that one time for them. She'd hit rock bottom because she knew if she didn't repent and she didn't believe in the Lord, y'all, she knew that she was going to be a goner. But because she did this, not only was her physical life saved, but we also find out that she was spiritually saved. But what a great example for us, where it's not too late to lead our families to the Lord. And if your family, if your whole family's not in church today and not following the Lord, there's still hope, there's still time, because death hadn't happened to every one of them yet. But may we be an example to them. My final point this evening is that she saw the reward of her faith. She saw the reward of her faith. She made a deal with the spies. When you come, please don't kill me or any of my family members. They said, if you don't tell anybody we're here, and why we're here, we'll keep that promise to you. And see, yeah, I can do that. So now some people wonder, how did this happen? Well, see, here's what happened. She lived in the wall of the city. Well, they said, well, what about when the walls came tumbling down? What happened then? They got them out before the walls came down, because she had that scarlet rope that was hanging out her window. And they could plainly see it there on that cream-colored wall. I mean, that's just the color of the stones in the area, okay? And when that happened, she let it all her family down and her down, so on and so forth. And that's after that when the destruction happened. When she let them down, the spies down that scarlet rope, when they come back to destroy the city, they saw that same scarlet rope and they saved her. And what is so interesting about that is that she and all of her family continued on with the Israelites. Now, yeah, they were Gentiles, but they still came to know the Lord and worshiped Him the right way. Amen. And when we look at the genealogy of Jesus, lo and behold, who's there? Rahab. Yeah. Mother of Boaz. When the promise of the Lord came, everything held true to what was foretold. She and her family escaped, and the whole city perished. They burned it to the ground. But because of her faith in the Lord, she got to see just what it's like to live in the presence of the Lord. Now, I know Brother Bobby Sparks will talk about this a little bit this week. But you see, they already had the Ark of the Covenant then. They did. They were already doing that tabernacle worship then. What is so interesting is that the Israelites could see that God was there in the tabernacle. They could see His presence. They couldn't physically see God, but they knew His presence was there when they would see that cloud or that fire there. They knew God was there. And she got to see that too. Now, she stayed outside the camp with her family, but they could still see that. Y'all, if people would just take that first step of faith and know that they're lost and believe and trust Jesus as a personal Savior and live that life of faith, oh, the things that God would do for you and your family. But you got to take that first step of faith. And that's exactly what Rahab did. She took that first step of faith, and it just was a blessing from then on out. We live by faith. But we also see the rewards of our faith in the end, as she did as well. Now, she didn't know the true extent of her faith, and y'all, we never will either. But all that we know is that as we've studied so often here in these stories of faith from God's Word, they didn't have a clue what the future would hold. All they knew is that they needed to have faith in God and Him alone. Obey Him and His Word, and guess what? Things worked out for the better because of it. That has not changed. For us who are here in the church age, what to call that, that is still the same case. All that we have to do is have faith in God, trust in Him and Him alone, live by His Word. Be obedient to that. And God would bless us as a result. And we don't have an inkling of what's going to happen in the future. God knows. But all we have to do is just trust Him and obey Him. Just trust and obey. You see, that's why these examples of faith are in the Bible, to help us strengthen our faith. When Paul wrote these stories that the Israelites already knew, there to the Hebrew people, he was reminding them of the faith of their forefathers, and reminding them of how they need to live by faith in God. Y'all, we need to live by faith, trust and obey the Lord. No matter what. No matter what. And I hope and pray here that each and every one of you knows Jesus, your personal Savior. But if you're here and you're lost today, I got news for you. You're never too lost to be saved. If He can save an adulterous woman, a harlot like Rahab, He can save you. If He could save a murderer like Paul, He can save you. Today is the day of salvation. Accept Jesus now as you bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the day. Thank You for so much this example of faith that we have here in Your Word. And I just pray, Lord, for those who might be lost here this evening, they would be saved tonight. And there may be some people here tonight that's doubting their salvation. They're not entirely sure that they would go to heaven when they die. Lord, I pray that You would give that answer to them very clearly tonight. They would seek that, Lord. Lord, if they're saved, as they cry out to You, let them know that the peace they have in their heart. But Lord, as they cry out to You, if they're lost, don't let them have peace. Let them be miserable, that they may know that they need to accept You as a personal Savior. May they know that they're lost and be saved tonight, Lord. For those of us who are saved here this evening, may we simply just trust and obey in You, have faith in You, and live our lives according to Your Word and Your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you please stand? What shall we say?